exercise and fitness are two key cornerstones of healthy living. You need to consider how much physical activity you engage in daily and how you actually are going to get it done. Health contributor, business owner, personal trainer, Jerry Blaze is here to help you become fitter and healthier and more alive. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So that statement begs the question, what will people get the most value out of? One-on-one personal training with a coach or exercising in a group? Break that down for us.
Well, it all depends on the individual and how much they want to put into it. I personally have always, as a coach and a trainer, I've always stuck to just doing one-on-one private training. I like the more, you know, connecting with people and pushing them. A lot of times people will go train in a group setting because they want to be part of a group. They want to be part of something. They want it to be fun and so on. And you'll get just as much out of it if you put yourself, if you give your all in that group. I'm not against group training. I mean, I've joked about it in the past, but I personally prefer to go one-on-one with people.
I mean, a lot of this probably has to do with a client's comfort level and their confidence. That has to play a major role. I mean, if you walk in there and you don't know what to do or you're watching other people, that has to be a major factor.
That's very true. Some people just don't feel comfortable going one-on-one. Sometimes, believe it or not, people don't want to be pushed to their limits. I've got a good, or I would say maybe bad, reputation of being evil. So I like to drive my people into the ground, but I do it with a smile, of course. I call it statism with a smile.
There you go. Now, like you just said, I know you have you provide personal training at your home. Who does that benefit the most? Are you seeing people like in their early 20s or people who are a little bit older, like in their 40s and 50s?
I only have really a few people I train at home, and I have been asked to go to people's houses, but those people really generally are older individuals. Like the few that I have, they're in their early 70s. So they just, and a lot of that has to do with they just would prefer to be around nobody else than just me and them. So actually, to answer your question, we both benefit from it.
Yeah. Okay, so now my next thing is, you know, like hiring a professional definitely has its perks. Like what comments have you received? Like are people, you know, when you have one-on-one, you can actually watch somebody get the results they want. It's a positive experience. What kind of comments do you get?
The most positive things people say are, you know, this was the best thing I've ever done. I wish I had done this 10, 20 years ago. It's always very, very positive because most people that go in the gym don't push themselves as hard as they absolutely should.
Well, you know, when it's one-on-one, it's definitely more of a long-term commitment and you can really kind of grow together, right?
Absolutely. It's a marriage, so to speak. It's a connection. I always compared it to that because you're establishing, you know, a connection with these people. You get to know these people. I learn their limitations, how hard I can push them, how hot, you know, some days they come in and I can just tell within the first 5 minutes of how I have to go about training these people. So when you're in a group, you don't know or have knowledge as to how everyone's feeling that day unless you're in direct contact with them, you know?
Now, like, okay, so if you're over the age of 40 or 50, we obviously, like both of us, we have a lot more going on in our lives than we did when we were 21. So it kind of makes it a little bit more difficult to focus on eating right for some people and training regularly. You know, some people, their enthusiasm might kind of dwindle a little bit. Jerry, you know, for most of us, our bodies can't handle that kind of punishment anymore, but can we still build muscle and get stronger into our 40s, 50s, and 60s? I mean, obviously, we have to change our routines a little bit.
Yeah, the older we get, the harder it gets. We all know that for sure, right? But physiologically, as far as putting muscle on or attaining new muscle in your 40s and up, it's very, very small. I want to say the answer is yes, because we can definitely can convert things and change our body compositions. So, for instance, by getting leaner and decreasing our body fat percentages, we're increasing our lean body mass. So technically, yes, we're putting on muscle. But really what you're doing is you're refining what you already have. When you're in your 20s and mid-30s, you can put on muscle and increase things. But after 40, it becomes a very slow process.
But it's basically the same sort of formula.
Yes, well, the same principles are always going to apply. You always have to. It's a lot of it's nutrition, as you know. We talk about that every week. You definitely have to change your workouts. You have to keep track of things. You have to push yourself past your previous workouts, and that's where personal training comes in as well. Because I'm the one with the clipboard. I'm keeping track of the numbers. I'm pushing you past what you think you couldn't go past. So no matter what, hard work is going to be involved.
All right, we have a few more minutes here. You know, we've seen in studies, you know, pain during exercise is acceptable. But do you see more injuries with people as they age? Because they say, okay, you know what, I could do this weight 10 years ago, and I'm going to try and do it again today.
Yeah, absolutely. Over 40, over 35 even, injuries are very, very prevalent. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, as we get older, we have more responsibilities and more stress, and we're stressed out of our minds, and we don't particularly eat as good as we should. People aren't warming up enough in the gym like we've talked about previously. So, you know, and a lot of it has to do with the things that they did earlier in their 20s. Like back when I was in my 20s, I used to lift really heavy. Everyone, that was the thing back then. Well, a lot of the people my age now they all have back problems, shoulder problems, knee problems.
All right, Jerry, we need to wrap it up here. The best way to get a hold of you is at Salem Athletic Club. And what is your website?
BlazeBodies.com.
All right, we will put that online. And thank you so much for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.